He don't care about anything.
All right.
And that's okay. Albert.
Well, that's a good way to be if you can get away with it. I say, when are you, have you been to town recently? You say no, but in a couple days I
expect to go.
I am.
I am going.
All right. Did they ever use gwine? Did old people use gwine?
Yes, gwine.
And where in was it in Big Creek?
Yeah.
What kind? Can you give me an example of a situation in which they'd use that?
After you leave, I can think about all them things.
Sure.
My grandmother, you know, she'd talk. Her brother come to see her one time, you know, and they hadn't seen each other in a long time.
Uh-huh.
And he come up and he said, well, how are you, Mary? She said, I'm just only tolerable. Said, well, I know how you come on, Mary. Said, I'm just only tolerable.
Uh-huh.
And things like that, you know, that's the kind of way they talk.
Uh-huh. But would they use something like gwine instead of going?
I'm going to church.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to church tomorrow. Yeah, I heard him say that.
I'd say, were you the one who broke that window? You'd say, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't me.
And if you're not sure you're right about something, you might ask a person, I'm right.
Am I right?
Yeah, you might. That's just the idea. But would you say I'm right, ain't I, or I'm right, aren't I, or I'm right, am I not?
Right, ain't I.
Okay, that's most comfortable. Yeah. Okay. And if you want to pet a dog, you're going to pet a dog and the dog kind of shies away from you. You say, come here, boy, I'm hurt you.
I won't hurt you.
All right. And how about the use of be? You know, and he's busier than I be, or did they, people used to say that? How be you, or?
How be you?
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that.
Meaning, how are you?
How be you?
Uh-huh. Or be you going to town today?
Yeah. Be you going to town today? I've heard that said.
Now, who would, what did, in your family, which people said that? Would that be your?
That's my grandmother.
Uh-huh. That was really two generations ago then. Yeah. Okay. If someone accuses you of doing something wrong and you say, wrong,
I didn't do anything wrong.
I'd say, did you get some? And you say, no, he didn't give me.
He didn't give me any.
All right. And if someone broke something of yours and you were just trying to be polite, you might say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway.
Okay.
All right.
That's just fine. That's just exactly what I want. And I'm talking about how tall someone is. You'd say, I'm not as tall as...
I'm not as tall as he is.
But she's not as tall...
She's not as tall as I am.
All right. And if I ask you, I say, whose machine is that? Whose tape recorder is that? And you'd say it's...
It belongs to him.
Yeah, or it's you. It's you.
Mine.
Yeah. That, if it belonged to you, you'd say it's mine. If it belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It's his.
And if it belonged to her, you'd say it's...
It's hers.
And if you're talking to me, you'd say it's...
It's mine.
Or you.
Yours.
Yeah. How about the use of yourn, ourn, theirn, his'n, and her'n? Was that used much by your grandmother?
That's yourn. That's hers. Hers, you know, and things like that.
How about ours?
Ours, yeah. Uh-huh. Say ours.
Not ourn.
Ourn.
And if I wanted to know the greatest distance you could walk, you might say 2 miles is the what I could walk.
2 miles as far as I can walk.
Yeah. How about all the farther or all the further or the farthest or the
furthest? That's the furthest that I can walk.
All right.